Scripture reading is Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Let me read. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Amen.
This year of blessing 2014, I hope you will all receive blessings. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." As said, if we can receive everything we ask, how good it'll be. And also, third John, chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." So if you can receive all the blessings, we wouldn't have any worries or concerns. But all these things, all these blessings, we can receive them only when we become men of spirit. So if our soul prospers, we can receive everything we need. And if we, on top of this, if we pray and ask for other people, and if we can receive the answers, it is such a great blessing too. This is the case of the authority, the power to bless and curse. So we can reveal the glory of God and the power of God more greatly, so we can accomplish the kingdom of God more greatly. But Psalm 62, verse 11 says, the power belongs to God. Here, the power is authoritative power, the power with authority. So without being given by God, it cannot be manifested. So God gives this power only to those whom He attests to, only whom he guarantees. So who can receive these blessings? Only men of Holy Spirit. Sometimes men of spirit can show a little bit of power to bless and curse, but you first have to, basically you have to become a man of Holy Spirit. So when you go into Holy Spirit, the power of God is given, and these people can show the power to bless and curse too. So if as many people as possible can receive this power to bless and curse, and show the work of God, they will also be happy, and they will be able to accomplish the kingdom of God more greatly. So God, wouldn't it be better if more people receive this blessing? But that is not necessarily the case. If those who are not sanctified receive this kind of power, they will only cause harm to the kingdom of God. For example, if those who have a lot of greed, they bless those people who are beneficial to them, and if they'd like to share this kind of blessing together, that is, "I will bless you, and if you receive blessings, you will have to share it with me." Then, what if the blessing actually comes? And also, if they, out of their hard feelings, curse others, this is not right according to the justice, and it will only disgrace God. So, you must not have any evil, and you have to be right according to the justice of God, so that you can have power to bless and curse. That is why this power is given only to men of Holy Spirit. The evidence of being in Holy Spirit is to be one with God. So that is the Holy Spirit. And you have to understand the deep heart of God so that you can go into a deeper level of Holy Spirit. Even though you are in the Holy Spirit, not everybody is the same. According to how much, to what extent you understand the heart of God, the depth of God, will be given different level of power. And also you'll have to store up a lot of prayers and fasting so that you can manifest the greater power of God. As in today's reading passage, those who have received the power to bless and curse, the words on their lips will be guaranteed. You know, if you bind it on earth, it'll be bound in heaven too. If you loosen it on earth, it'll be loosed in heaven too. So, if you say the words on your lips, God will guarantee your words. So, you cannot just recklessly say anything. That is why you have to become one with God. You have to go into Holy Spirit. You will not speak, you must not speak on your terms, on your own discretion. Men of Holy Spirit, through so many refinements and trials, they have cast away evil, so they will not just speak on their own. They will always contemplate on the Word of God, will of God, and they will speak only according to the will of God, so God will guarantee their words. So even though we are men of spirit or Holy Spirit, we have to speak good words, the words that are in accordance with the will of God, so that they can be guaranteed by God. So Jesus' words were completely, perfectly guaranteed. And they were revealed in reality, actualized in reality as spoken. He calmed down the sea and the wind, and when he cursed the fig tree, the tree dried from the root up. So we can understand what kind of power he had, what kind of authority of words he had. But today, I will talk about mostly on the power to bless and curse through a man of God in the Bible. First, it is Moses. God shows His power through His words. God shows His almightiness through those people, men of God, who are proper in the sight of God. God reveals His glory through these people. So we can see this through Moses. Numbers 12:6 says, He said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream." He was addressing Aaron and Miriam. And verse 8 says, "With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in dark sayings, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" Moses was recognized and by God, and he was pleasing in the sight of God, so he showed great power of God, and obviously he had the power to bless and curse. But men of God, they don't really often use the power to curse. So sometimes God Himself curses. That is His Numbers chapter 12. Moses took an Ethiopian woman as his wife, and Miriam and Aaron were criticizing Moses. And as in the Bible verses I read, God summoned Miriam and Aaron, and He was telling them, "You are not as same prophet as Moses." They were just in a different level. Moses was in a different level. God was speaking for Moses. You know the will of God only through visions or dreams, but Moses speaks to me mouth to mouth, face to face. And he will see the form of the Lord. So you cannot just recklessly, carelessly speak about it. And after that, he cursed Miriam. So she got leprous. She became leprous. So Moses interceded for Miriam, and Miriam's, her own prayers will not work. God will not answer her prayers. Only when Moses interceded for her, God heard Moses' prayer. And God said Miriam's leprosy would be healed after 7 days. All this, it was the law of God that the leprosy was a curse. So those who were leprous, they had to live outside the camp. And because of speaking against Moses, which God hated, Miriam was cursed with the leprosy. Also, when Korah and 250 men stood against Moses, Moses told them, and God, that the God would show who is right in the sight of God, you or me. And he talked about how Korah would die in Numbers 16:30. But if the Lord brings about an entirely new thing, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that is theirs, namely Korah and his men, and they descend alive into Sheol, then you will understand that these men have spurned the Lord. So Moses was addressing the people. If the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up, if this new thing happens, if my word is wrong, they are right. But if my word is right, it means they stood against the Lord God. And as soon as he spoke, God did what Moses spoke. Numbers 16:31-33 says, as he finished speaking all these words, all these words meaning the ground will open its mouth and swallow Korah and his people up, the ground that was under them split open, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and all the men who belonged to Korah with their possessions. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol. So they were alive. And as soon as Moses finished speaking, the ground split open and swallowed them, and they went into Sheol alive. Usually, people, they have to die, physically die, so they will fall into the lower grave. But they fell into Sheol, the lower grave, alive. And this is the new thing that has that had never had happened in history. And so with the words of Moses, God guaranteed his words. And this kind of curse fell on Korah and his people. They were arrogant before God. They stood against Moses, whom God established. And they did, it was such a great evil. And they were destroyed. So if you pass judgment or condemnation on a man of God, it is such a great sin which God will not accept. And how amazing this is. And such amazing things can happen through men of God who have the power to bless and curse. In case of Elijah, the men of God, they don't bless or curse at their own discretion. They just follow the will of God. Even if it is threatening to themselves, they do not back stand down when they have to speak the will of God. So that if they can't, God will not give them any power. We cannot call them a man of God. When the King Ahab's sins were so great, there was no rain in Israel. And Elijah had to prophesy about the disaster, the punishment that would come. 1 Kings 17:1 says, Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, As the Lord, the Father, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. It is the will of God that there would be no rain. But it began with the words of Elijah. And after 3.5 years, with the words of Elijah, it began to rain again. Of course, it is the work of God. But God works through His men. That is why men of God are so necessary. And God loves them so much. Cherishes them so much. So God works through His men. And God guarantees their word to reveal His glory. Because of this prophecy about the no rain, Elijah had to hide himself from the king. And while there was the drought, God sent Elijah to a widow in Zarephath. And also here, we see the power of blessing of Elijah. This woman, this widow, he had only a handful of flour and a little bit of oil, with which she was going to make the last meal and die, and eat with her son and die. But Elijah asked for this food, this last bit of food, to bring bread for him. 1 Kings 17:14 says, For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. It was the word of blessing. There was only a handful of flour with which she could make only a loaf of bread. And just a little bit of oil. With that oil, and there was only enough flour and oil to make one last meal. And Elijah is asking for this food, that there was like life for a widow. And Elijah says, if you do that, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. So this widow believed him and did what she was told. So she made this bread for Elijah with this last bit of food. And the blessing came upon her. So the bowl of flour did not exhaust. And the jar of oil never became empty, so she could survive the drought. Other than this, Elijah brought down fire from heaven. And there were a hundred soldiers and their leaders who came to catch Elijah. And with the words of curse of Elijah, fire from heaven came down and burned them up. Also, let us think about Elisha. He is Elijah's disciple. Elisha gave blessing to a woman, and she was pregnant. She was barren, but she was pregnant. And also, when he cursed these children, young lads, they were torn by two female bears. After manifesting many signs in Jericho, he was coming out of the city, and there were many young lads. They were following him and making fun of him, saying, Go up, you bald head, you go up, you bald head. Senior Pastor also explained some kind of a similar situation. In the countryside, in Korea also, in villages, sometimes there were some crazy, or mad, who had mental disorders. When such a person was passing by, these young children, they would throw stones at those people or make fun of them. So this is something similar. Of course, these children, were evil. Of course, before cursing them, Elisha must have tried to reason with them and try to stop them, but they didn't listen. So eventually, Elisha cursed them, and two female bears came out and tore up 42 of those young lads. So Elisha had this power to bless and curse. So we might think, he could have been patient a little bit longer. So compared to the Father God, the Lord, and all the other men of God, like Moses and Elijah, we can see that Elisha was not patient enough. And Elisha was diseased to death. But those who manifested great part of God, we can see that Elisha's heart was a little bit less good-hearted than those men of God. But how come he manifested such a great power of God? It is because he followed his master, Elijah, until the end. And he obeyed everything. And he even followed Elijah until Elijah was caught up to heaven. And it is because of Elijah that
God guaranteed the words of Elijah.
And Elisha asked for the double portion of the power of Elijah. And his power is given by God. But when Elijah blessed Elisha, this blessing came upon Elisha, even though Elisha was not really worthy to receive double portion, but it was given to him. So it is such a great blessing to receive the prayer of the men of God. And it is the same in our church. We have a man of spirit and a man of Holy Spirit. In order for us to manifest the power of God, we have to store up so much endless prayers. Going into Spirit and Holy Spirit doesn't mean power is guaranteed. We have to store up so much amount of prayer and fasting so that we can manifest the power of God. Of course, we have to pray and fast. But because the senior pastor anointed us with his power, his prayer is guaranteed, so we can manifest the power of God beyond our own power, beyond our own abilities. So as we store up more and more prayers and fasting, we can manifest greater works of God. And these things are not something that are manifested just through our own prayers and fasting. It is something done by the power and prayer of the senior pastor. So we can see this case in the event of Elijah and Elisha. Even in the New Testament, through Paul or Peter, the great power of God was manifested. We can see that they had the power to bless and curse. In case of Peter, this is today's reading passage. The Lord allowed for Peter to have this power to bless and curse. Since Peter received this power, he spread the gospel. Actively, he established the early church. So there was a great manifestation of power of God and full of grace of God. So they shared everything with all the other members of the church. And among them, there were Ananias and Sapphira. They made a vow to sell their possessions and give to God, give to the church, because they were they received their grace. But after selling their land, they felt it wasteful. So they changed their mind. They decided to give everything to God, but they hid a portion, and they brought to Peter only the remaining.
And this is the secret only Ananias and Sapphira knew about. But Peter already knew about it. And Ananias, Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land while it remained unsold? Did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. And so Ananias fell and died. So his wife, not knowing about her husband's death, she lied to Peter too. So she was lying to Peter again. So then Peter said to her, why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out as well. And immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last. So she was not saved. And the young man came in and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. So, because Peter had the power to curse, the curse came upon those people as he spoke. So you have to understand, you might wonder, if I change my mind like Ananias and Sapphira, will I be put to death like them? But of course, it must not happen, but God does not immediately punish you or anything. It was an example. It is a great sin to tell a lie, to lie to a man of God. And also, God lets us know that if you make up your mind to give something to God, God already accepts it. So if you change it, you're cheating God. So God does not punish us all the time immediately. You know, He is a God of love who leads us to repent, come to repentance, and turn back from sins. So let us turn from this foolishness. Men of God, they know if others are cheating them. And also they know about the evil in others' hearts. But they don't show it on the outside. They just want others, those people, to come to repentance. If you point out their mistakes or point out their sins and evil, and if they do not repent but disobey, it will be a curse on them. So they just keep quiet. But there are some people who repent if they find out that the senior pastor knows about them. And if they think the senior pastor doesn't know, they don't repent. If there still are this kind of people, they have to understand that they're being so foolish. Even though he knows everything, he is just being patient with his love. He's harboring us until we repent on our own, with our own free will. You might think, oh, he must not know, and you just don't mention it. But later you realize that he has been patiently waiting for you. So the senior pastor doesn't point out your sins and mistakes all the time. And if you repent that way, it is not complete true repentance. So when you, if you have cheated or if you have had falsehood, you have to repent of them and break down the wall of sin. Let me talk about the Apostle Paul. There were many events, but let me just talk about one thing because of the time limit. In Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 12, Paul was preaching in Cyprus, and the proconsul there wanted to listen to Paul. Many people accepted what he was preaching. So this proconsul also wanted to listen to Paul, but he had a magician, a sorcerer. And this magician was trying to make his proconsul stop, hinder this proconsul from listening to Paul and accepting the gospel.
그런데 이 신접한 사람이 볼 때 내가 모시는 총독이 바울과 함께
he thought if Paul preached to him, he'd listen to him and accept the gospel, and his position would be threatened. So he tried to stop and hinder this from happening. So this magician, Paul said that this magician wouldn't be able to see for some time, and the curse fell on him. He was normal. He was okay. He was fine. He was healthy. But immediately he couldn't see at all. And what would the proconsul do? He had to believe this Paul. So he invited Paul and he learned about the Lord Jesus. So we can see how great the power of lips of men of God are.
또 하나님의 나라의 영광을 가리울 때는 필요에 따라 이런 저주의 말을 할 때
If it is disgracing God, if a man or event is disgracing God, you know, sometimes this man of God, they speak these words of curse so that the grace of God will not be hidden. What if Paul just, he could have preached the gospel to this proconsul, and because of this disturbance of this magician, if he couldn't preach the gospel to the proconsul, and if Paul just let him be, if a man of authority believes in the Lord, it'll be helpful. But so what is better? With the power of part to curse, for some time he could have made the eyes of the magician blind for some time. So he showed the power of God. So through that, the proconsul accepted the gospel. And also through that, the magician could have also repented. So it was good for everything. So reading about this, I was reminded of the senior pastor. In overseas crusades, after preaching, he prays for the sick. And even before the preaching or before praying for the sick, he says, if whatever I preached is true, you will see through my prayer, if the blind comes to see, the mute comes to speak, and the lame comes to walk and leap, and so many diseases are healed, whatever I preached is true. So you will witness this evidence. He boldly, confidently preaches like that, and he prays for the sick. And upon the prayer, so many sick people are healed, and they give their testimony. They testify to their healing. And God guarantees His words. What did He say? What did He preach about? He preached about the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says to the congregation, just to see if things happen as I say, then if the things go as I say, just believe in God and the Lord Jesus. And there were such tremendous manifestations of the power of God. Now I will talk about the power to bless and curse manifested through the senior pastor. And it's my regret that I cannot mention all the things that the senior pastor did. And just to talk about them, maybe I will have to preach like in three sessions. But let me just mention a couple of things. Sometimes the senior pastor blessed us. Sometimes he showed the power to curse too. But mostly it is the power of, now we are seeing the power, the works of recreation. And what I'm telling you now is just a couple of things out of thousands or even tens of thousands of incidents. So many, countless events. And even new believers, I hope you will listen without any doubt and accept these things with faith. And these things will be shown, will be manifested, revealed in your lives too. God cannot just show Himself in this world. He has to work through the men of God. Who are men of God? They are free of evil and they obey God in all things. They passed all the trials and tests and refinements. And so they are approved by God. So they now received the power of God. These people, they have the power to bless and curse because they are so good-hearted. And they do not personally curse. So sometimes God curses when it is necessary instead of them. So this world is full of sins. They don't believe in God. They store up knowledge upon knowledge. And they think knowledge is better than God. So in this kind of era, it is something so natural that God will have to show himself through the man of God, through those people who are right, who are approved by God, who are right in the sight of God. And senior pastor is showing these many works for the last 32 years in his ministry. We have been witnessing. So even new believers, even though you have not experienced them yourself, please do not doubt these words. So many church members, they are not fools. You know, they believe in God because they have experienced them themselves. So when you believe them, when you believe in the power of God, there are so many people who testify about the power of God. So please do not say, oh, I didn't experience anything, so I don't know. There are so many evidences. So if you just, I hope you will just hear and listen and accept with faith so that the same kind of a miracle, same kind of blessing will come upon you too. So I hope you will receive all these blessings together. So let us talk about power to bless. Just a few of them among so many. Right after the opening of the church, there was a little tree in a flower pot. And after several days, it was dying. When Senior Pastor was explaining about this, he said, because it was right after the opening of the church, there was not a lot of offering. We didn't have enough money in the church. He's just started with faith. He didn't have so many things. So they were earning about some several tens of thousands of won. But then there was this tree, small tree, but it was dying. So after a dawn prayer meeting, he saw it and he felt bad about it. So he prayed on that tree. He revived. And it was early morning, because it was right after dawn prayer meeting, so he went to the theological college. He was in the senior year. So after he came back from the college, he came up to the sanctuary to pray. And as he was coming up, he saw that the green leaves were coming out from this tree. And probably it was in the afternoon because he finished his classes. Not even after one whole day, but maybe in 12 hours, less than 12 hours, it began to have green leaves. And the next day, by next morning, it was completely revived. In the early 90s, Senior Deaconess Kim San Vin, she gave Dracaena, a kind of a Dracaena tree, to Senior Pastor to put it in the prayer house of the Senior Pastor, but it was not taken care of properly, and it died. So it was a big tree, so they couldn't move it easily, so they put it on the balcony for such a long time. After several months, it was just left there. It was dead for several months. One day, Senior Pastor thought, if I pray on it, it'll come back to life. So because the power of God is so great, he had the faith. So he laid his hand on it and prayed. for the tree to revive again. And the next day, he didn't forget after praying. That is not perfect faith. That is not faith. So he watched it carefully after praying. And the next day, they didn't even give they didn't even water it for several months. And from that tree, new leaves came up, and after a couple of days, it was full of life. So when he was telling us about it, he was amazed too. So he took some branches from this tree and transplanted it on another pot, and he gave it to the church too. Even though the tree was dead, it came back to life. In case of Jesus, he cursed a fig tree when it produced no fruit. When he cursed, that fruit dried up immediately. It is something similar. There are so many testimonies of receiving blessings, the houses and land that you couldn't sell for so many years. They were sold and your family members came back home. And also in case of a woman, Shunammite woman, who received the blessing of conception through Elisha. There are also so many church members who received the blessing of conception. Scores and scores of them, they received this blessing of conception. You know, those who couldn't conceive for 21 years of marriage, 15 years of marriage, 10 years, 7 years. These things didn't just take place by chance. Upon the prayer of the senior pastor, they received the blessing as he prayed. And so, because they also received the prayer with the trust in the man of God. So this is just beyond the power to bless and curse. The power to bless and curse comes upon those who are right in the sight of God. And this is a work of recreation, not just the power to bless and curse. So through these, there were so many things that happened in the last, for the last 32 years. God revived even the dying people. He never used the power to curse. But in the 90s, there was a person who was issuing a monthly magazine and writing about our church and condemning us. And his purpose was to earn money through that. So senior pastor and Elder Vin once met him. And he of course, he knows that he's writing something that is not true. So senior pastor asked him, "Why do you keep on writing about us?" And he said, "Other churches, when I write something about them, they bring money to him. And why didn't you?" So he wanted money. So upon hearing that, senior pastor, would he give money to him? It is to compromise with unrighteousness. Just because of a little bit of a difficulty, he wouldn't compromise with lawlessness. So he didn't. Of course, he didn't give any money. So he kept on writing about our church. Again and again. So now, senior pastor thought it can't go on anymore, any longer. So he decided to pray about this situation. After Sunday evening service, he went to his prayer house. And as soon as even before he began his prayer, the early morning of Monday, Elder Che is always with the senior pastor. And after dropping senior pastor at his quarters, Elder Che came out to the town and he saw these newspapers. And this aforementioned man, he was stabbed to death the early morning of Monday. He was on the newspaper, and he saw this on the Elder Chet saw this on the newspaper and brought it to the senior pastor. He didn't even pray about it. He just thought about it, and God worked as he harbored in his heart. Other than this, you know, there are those who brought so many problems and criticized the church. They died of cancers, and they were diseased with serious diseases. Even though senior pastor didn't curse them, God cursed them himself. I'm not saying these things to make you fear. But of course, we have to have reverent fear of God. We cannot just consider God lightly. Of course, we must not consider a man of God lightly. We have to have revere them. Of course, if you walk in the light, you will love them, and you will love them. You don't have to be afraid of them. But of course, you need to have reverent fear of a man of God too. What we have to understand, the authority of men of God who are guaranteed by God is, they are guaranteed by God. We have to understand this point. Some people, even if you are afraid, even if it means you have to be afraid, you have to understand it. You have to understand that men of God are guaranteed by God. But in most cases, of course, you don't have to be afraid. You love them and you trust them. So you can just, you can understand. Because you love them and trust them. We've seen many cases when some people, they criticized a senior pastor. God hated them. God hated this criticism upon the man of God. And Satan, now God turned his face away from them. So Satan captured them, and these people, they began to curse against the man of God, senior pastor, and also the Lord. You know, even if they don't want to, they curse, and they speak foul language against the senior pastor. You know, so they, furthermore, they speak these foul languages against the Lord and God himself too. They have such a great agony. They don't want to do that, but because their thoughts are captured by Satan, they spoke these foul language against the man of God. But senior pastor never said, "How can you do that to me?" They still harbored them with love, and he interceded for them. And so that their walls of sins can be broken down, the senior pastor even received the retribution of their sins. In most cases, he received the retribution of their sins so that we could have been forgiven of our sins, so we could be set free from that kind of shackle. And we were, our walls of sins were broken down. So now we are marching towards heavenly kingdom with more happiness and joy. What kind of great blessing and grace this is? So we have to understand, you know, man of God who manifests the power of God is not just it shows and disappears. The power of God is there all the time because they are men of Holy Spirit and because they are one with God. God can give this kind of power only to those people whom he can really, really acknowledge and recognize. So God shows his power through this kind of people. And if we criticize these people, if we pass judgment and condemnation on these people, God will not accept us. God will not accept such a case. But even though we did, some of us did, God still, senior pastor still harbored us with his love, and we could have been forgiven. And the power of God has been manifested so greatly, and it is getting increasingly becoming greater and greater. From 2013, senior pastor began in full scale, sounding forth with the original voice, even to change the free will of man. So, now we are seeing the works of recreation, which is in a higher dimension. And this didn't just begin since 2013 or 2014. This kind of a work began to take place even right from the beginning of the church through the senior pastor. But especially from 2013, it began to sound forth in full scale. And it'll be manifest in full scale, 100%, full scale. Nowadays, especially, a senior pastor talked about the Down's syndrome, being healed, also change the gender of the fetuses. So we've watched this in Manmin magazine video for the last 2 weeks. And I asked for some data, asked some medical doctors to give me some medical or scientific data on this. So this is something just impossible by science. About healing of Down syndrome, what kind of thing it is, and to change the gender of the fetus. In an adult's body, there are more than 70 trillion cells, and in each cell, there are pairs of DNAs, 23 pairs, so 46 DNAs, and among them, 44 are autosomes. They are the same. They are pairs. 22 pairs, 44 of them, they are in pairs. And the other pair, the 23rd pair, is the sex chromosome. They are XY or XX. So because of this, the sex is, gender is decided. Male is XY, and female is XX. And also the number of cells of a fetus is 2 trillion. So, in case of Down's syndrome, if the fetus is diagnosed to have a Down's syndrome, in 2 trillion cells, the Down syndrome is something is wrong with the 21st autosome. The 21st autosome has one more DNA. Every DNA is a pair, but in case of Down syndrome, the 21st autosome has three autosomes. So to heal Down syndrome, you have to get into all the 2 trillion cells and remove this the third autosome of the 21st chromosomes in all 20 all 2 trillion cells. You have to remove all the third autosome, the 21st. You have to remove all 2 trillion of them to heal a Down syndrome, and which is medically, scientifically impossible. And to change the gender of the fetus, if you diagnose after 13th week, if you diagnose with the ultrasound, the precision is practically 100%. You cannot be wrong. And when it is already decided, medically it is impossible to change the gender after it is decided. Because in all cells, you have to change all these sex chromosomes. In all 2 trillion cells, you have to find out this sex chromosome, and you have to change all 2 trillion of them. In case of XX, you have to change it to XY, or in case of XY, you have to change it to XX. And which is scientifically, medically impossible. The male and female is decided by the sex chromosome. And according to what the sex chromosome you're given, your appearance and your sex is decided. So, to change, to heal a Down syndrome and to change the gender of the fetus, it is just impossible unless it is the power of recreation. That was explained by a medical doctor.
우리 목사님은 개척 후 지금까지 많이
so,
나타내고 계십니다.
Our senior pastor has been manifesting this kind of work so much, so many works of this kind since the opening of the church for the last 32 years. He is showing the power of God, the work of God. By showing us these things, he is telling us to believe in God properly, live by the word of God. He is earnestly asking us. In 2013, last year, in the summer retreat, by the prayer of the senior pastor, this heavy rain stopped in such a He prayed for such a short time, and the rain didn't seem that it was going to stop anytime soon. But these thick layers of clouds was split open, and we saw this clear sky. It was such a great power of recreation. And we've been seeing these things for the last 32 years. It is beyond just the power. It is power of recreation. How blessed we are to witness these things. This kind of thing doesn't happen anywhere else. You know, we are seeing all the things in the Bible. And Senior Pastor is showing even more things than what is written in the Bible because it is the end time. And we are so privileged to be able to witness all these works of God. In conclusion, let me talk about what we have to do to make us these works of recreation as our own. If the senior pastor says, receive blessing, will everybody just receive blessing? It's not the case. As I explained, the power of the bless and curse, it can be manifested only when it's right according to justice. So to receive all the blessings properly, for us to receive all the blessings through the power of recreation of the senior pastor, and for us to be changed quickly, what do we have to do? First, we have to trust the man of God, and it has to be followed by equivalent deeds. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, put your trust in the Lord your God and you will be established. Put your trust in His prophets and succeed. The widow in Zarephath received the blessings when she trusted Elijah. And this Shunammite woman, she received the blessing when she trusted Elisha. Because they trusted the man of God, they served the man of God. So there were so many people who are suffering from the drought. God sent Elijah to this particular widow. Elijah says, if you follow my words, you'll receive blessings. If the person says, how can that happen? What nonsense? How can it happen? How can the jar of oil not be empty? That is not just possible. Or if he says, oh, is that so? Oh, it might happen. But if he doesn't obey, the blessing will not come. So, the blessing can come only when you actually obey the word of the man of God. Even though Elijah had the power to bless, if the widow in Zarephath didn't obey, if she didn't serve Elijah with her last food, she wouldn't have been able to receive the blessing. But she believed Elijah as a man of God, and she believed that his words would come true. So that's why she could obey. Also, the Shunammite woman, she served Elisha with all her best. That is why she could receive the blessing of conception. I cannot explain everything, how she served Elisha, but she prepared everything with all her best. So Elisha was pleased. So his heart was moved by God. So he thought about, what shall I do for her? You cannot just receive blessing at random. We can understand the spiritual law of our sowing and reaping. Also, we can understand what kind of obedience we have to show to receive blessings. I cannot get into all these things, but I can tell you that you have to trust and obey So I hope you will show this kind of deed, action of obedience. And the second thing we need is to prepare the clean vessel. Even though the senior pastor prays for us, if we commit sins, if we are filled with desires, greed, if we are filled with flesh, it means we cannot receive the blessing. 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. This is the key, the basic requirement for us to receive blessings. But thankfully, in our church, even though we are not men of spirit, even though we still have flesh in us, we have the justice, measure of justice that the senior pastor filled up for us. So we are receiving blessings much more than we deserve. Being protected in all things is such a great blessing. Just look at the worldly people. They suffer from so many accidents, disasters, diseases. But you don't have to worry about those things. Even if you, before you give birth, when you go have to, even if you have a Down syndrome, even if your fetus has a Down syndrome, you receive prayer. You have seen many cases in the magazine video. They all say, after receiving the prayer of the shepherd, they had peace of mind. If you receive the prayer of the senior pastor, they knew they were going to give birth to a normal child. It's not because their faith was so great. It's not the case. Because they have seen so many times the power of God manifested through the shepherd. So they knew that they had the least bit of faith that the power of the shepherd would work. So because of that faith, they received the answer. We are receiving this kind of a blessing. Those who, those children are born of rich parents, they receive the blessing of the parents too. So those who are born of good parents, they are likely to have good heartedness, good heart. So those who are born of rich parents, they receive the blessing of richness too. So because we serve a powerful shepherd, because we are the flock of such a powerful shepherd, we are under his protection. I hope you will be grateful for this kind of a blessing. And being the flock of the shepherd, who is so powerful, it is such a great privilege. And upon this, on top of this, if we have clean vessel, we will be able to receive much more blessings, much more perfectly. And we are receiving this hope, not just to go into New Jerusalem, but to go into between the first and second floor of the castle of the shepherd. And this year is a year of blessing in which God says, I will do it. The power of shepherd has been accomplishing so many things until now, and we've been witnessing so many things. We've been experiencing so many things. But we'll see even greater things, even more powerful things. Next week, He will give us the word of blessing once again. So I hope you will prepare your vessel to receive the word of blessing this week. If you trust the shepherd, you will have the following deeds. So understand what kinds of deeds you will have to show. And if you prepare the clean vessel, you will receive the blessings completely. So by obedience and preparing a clean vessel, I hope you will receive all the blessings completely in this year of blessing 2014. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Good Father God, thank you. We've learned about the power to bless and curse in the Bible. Through man of God, Father God, you showed yourself through your power. Thank you for all the blessings that are given to us through our shepherd. Father, let us understand what we have to do in this situation and receive all the blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. We receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on the video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires, laying your hands on your chest. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery worlds of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with the blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.